Ian Schultz, I guess I've been out of the public gathering racket for a while. I read in April that there are single moms out there getting ready for the Coachella Music Festival. According to the New York Post, which apparently pays attention to the music festival scene, one, quote, 33-year-old divorced mother of two blew $20,000 in preparation. Her clothing alone for the weekend, a sick outfit featuring a vintage Guns N' Roses t-shirt, YSL Army jacket, denim cutoffs, corset, thigh-high leather boots, was $8,000. She spent thousands more on Botox, lip injections, boxing classes, and a personal trainer who helped her drop 10 pounds in advance of the three-day-long concert in the California desert. In the month leading up to it, she even gave up alcohol and went vegan to get in shape for the debauchery to come, unquote. Well, debauchery, that's so 80s, isn't it? On the other hand, Guns N' Roses were one of the featured performers, even if they're 100% cleaner than they were. I think you'd still worry if your children were backstage with them, especially if they're divorced parents of two. Now, it seems that these extreme concertgoers aren't looking to land life partners at these things or anything like that. They're looking to recapture their youth. And moving up the food chain a little, I read in The Guardian a little profile of a new Burning Man-ish hippie gathering only for the very, very rich. It's called Further Future. According to The Guardian, quote, unabashed luxury, the website reads. Burners are judged for using Wi-Fi and having private chefs. Further advertises its connectivity and personal festival assistance service. Nobu hosted a $250 a seat dinner on the first night of the festival. Partiers included Eric Schmidt, executive chairman of Alphabet, Clear Channel CEO Bob Pittman, and top Facebook executive Stan Chudnovsky, unquote. It's the Burning Man 1%, said Charles, a documentary filmmaker with spikes pierced through his ears and a brainwave meditation startup. It's curated. This is the cream of the Burning Man crop, said one festival goer. Networking will occur. Funding. Investors will find their trajectories. Oh, how I hate us. I miss the days when the rich would just charter a jet to Monaco and shut up about it. Now they're downgrading their own status. If it's just kicky fun, but curated, nothing separates their fun from mine. What's the point of having a wood floor in your yurt or having a personal assistant grill your brats for you? It's snobbery, missing half the benefits of class. You can stay someplace nice. You can wear nice clothes. You can see an opera. You can hire a limo. You can bring in a platoon of hookers. They don't do any of that stuff. They want to play at being hippies. Who wants to be a hippie, and why would you spend money pursuing that stupid hobby? Why would you get Botox to see Guns N' Roses? Let your youth stay lost, I say. As for the rich festivators, I also read that the aesthetic for the Further Future Fest was steampunk futurism. Steampunk. Steampunk? That horse died with the Wild Wild West movie. And does Slash still wear that top hat? Lose it. I gotta go.